So my name is Virginie Roseau. I'm working at the South African Tuberculosis Vaccine Initiative. I'm particularly working on one project that is the T cell determinant of risk of TB disease. What does it mean? It means that we want to understand what is happening in the different T cell subsets before the onset of disease, and try to understand what will lead someone to develop the disease and some other to stay healthy. So there are different subsets of T cells that exist, actually a lot. The first one that have been discovered are actually the famous CD4 and CD8 T cells, with CD4 T cells and the different T helper subset of cells, TH1 more involved in bacterial protection and TH2 in allergy, for instance, and the CD8 T cells that are much more known for their cytotoxic capacities. More and more, what we've seen in the literature and what researchers have found is it's not only about TH1, TH2, or CD8 T cells. We have now different classification of the T helper cells. We have the TH17 producing IL-17. They are more involved in mucosal immunity. We have the TH9, TH22, and a whole batch of T helper cells that have been shown to have different function in different kind of infection, depending if it's viral, bacterial. So there is more and more that we find with the different tools we have in immunology. And there is particularly a subset of cells that, or different subset of cells that are of interest right now and that have not been analyzed a lot in the past. They are what we call the unconventional T cells. So we have the TCR gamma delta T cells. So they don't have a standard alpha beta TCR, and they have shown to have cytotoxic capacities, and also they are producing diverse range of cytokines. And there are the MAIT cells, the mucosal-associated invariant T cells, that are also, we don't really understand, because basically one of the particularity of T cells is they are part of the adaptive immune system. That means that they recognize a specific antigen and they have a memory. And these cells don't have the same kind of memory and don't recognize the same antigen. So as you hear me speaking, you can see that already we have spoken about a whole range of T helper cells depending on the different cytokines and functions they have, the cytotoxic CD8 T cells and the unconventional T cells. And obviously, if they are there, and if we can define that they exist in different disease or even in healthy people, they might have an utility in the immune system. I don't think they are redundant. And I think we need to understand better what is the balance between the different immune subset of cells that we look at when we look at T cells, and understand better what is actually protective and what could be actually bad for your health.